every one of these marijuana hearings is valid, and we appreciate all the comment, but there's always a few in opposition that say, you know, how many pot stores is enough?
John Diet, owner of the Kind Castle, spoke to the Glenwood Springs City Council Thursday night about his application for a special use permit to open a marijuana dispensary in South Glenwood. He told council, after most of the discussion and public comment, that this hearing is not about whether there are too many dispensaries in town.
I'm following the current code the way it is. You know, people can come in and say, hey, we should put a moratorium in place. But I would just say, if you don't have a moratorium in place, or put a moratorium in place so you don't entice us to spend all this money and jump through all these hoops only to find out later that, you know, it's not appropriate.
Diet had applied for a special use permit beginning in April. The city's Planning and Zoning Commission then continued the meetings until May 26th, when it recommended denial of the application. Diet chose a unit of the small commercial strip at 2114 Grand Avenue, currently occupied by a barber shop and framing shop. He planned on remodeling the barber shop and opening it as a pot store. The P&Z said that Diet's proposal was not in compliance with the goal of the city's comprehensive plan to attract diverse businesses and promote businesses that are not in direct competition with the downtown core. There were also concerns about parking and access, as well as how close the store would be to existing businesses like the Cedar Lodge and residences behind the store. Council members reiterated those concerns. Paula Stepp said that she felt like this application was putting the cart before the horse.
The landlord needs to figure out access and parking. If this is the type of business he wants with the quantity of people that will be coming and going, then something needs to be done to take care of that situation.
There was discussion about how many pot shops are in town and whether that's too much. Stepp asked Trent Hyatt, city planner, about limits on marijuana shops in town.
There is not currently a limit. It has been tossed around as an idea, but staff has not received any direction from city council to address that matter. I think that you will hear from our Planning and Zoning Commission that it's something that they would like to discuss, but currently no maximum requirement.
Okay, and Carl had his hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to add on to that. Paula, the last time we redrafted the regulations surrounding that, we based it on distances between businesses, which had an effect of limiting the number of spots that are available when you count the distance from schools, the distance from each other, those kinds of factors. So there's a limited number of places, and at that time, council was comfortable with that approach.
Both Charlie Wellman and Rick Voorhees agreed that this decision was not about marijuana sales or use in town. Voorhees added that it's time the city determines if it wants to set a limit on pot stores.
I think it's a little bit unfair to an applicant to sort of make this a moving target. I'm sympathetic to the people who say that we have too many, but I think we have a fundamental obligation as a legislative body to make that determination and then to live by it. You know, we need to have that discussion perhaps citywide about what we're going to be willing to tolerate in the future.
Council member Steve Davis said the council is supposed to represent city residents.
We can't have a discussion here about how many pot shops or what's enough or what's not enough. The reality is that we represent the citizens of Glenwood Springs. I've had a lot of comment, both written and oral, regarding this. And everybody that I have had communication with feels like it's not compatible with the surrounding area and that it's not consistent with the general purpose and intent of the development code.
Councilman Tony Hershey called the motion to uphold the Planning and Zoning Commission's decision to deny the application. The motion passed 5-2. In an email to KDNK, Mayor Jonathan Godis, who disagreed with last night's decision, said the applicant can reapply if he comes up with a suitable location that complies with the city's code. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.